Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is still in the miracle working business. Praise God. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. A few days ago, we began a message I've entitled The Touch of the Master's Hand. And we were looking at just two verses found in the Gospel of Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 12 and 13. And it came to pass, when he, that's Jesus, was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he, Jesus, put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. You know, this man undoubtedly had heard about Jesus, obviously. Even though he was a social outcast, he had heard the stories of the miracles, the healings. And he called out to Jesus. He saw Jesus, and he called out, and he said, Lord, he was pleading with him, calling out. He said, Lord, if you want to, if you will, you can make me clean. I've heard enough about what you have done for so many others, how you've healed the sick, how you've opened blind eyes, how you've raised the dead. Lord, if you want to, you can touch me, and you can make me whole. He called out to him in desperation because, beloved, in that day, he had no recourse. It says he was full of leprosy. This disease had advanced to such a place that who knows how long he may have had. He knew that Jesus was his only hope. He'd probably had Jesus described to him in such detail that he may have even known him by sight. Yet, think about this, beloved. Hearing about Jesus, hearing the stories of Christ's miracles, didn't set him free. How many of you've heard about Jesus? You maybe read the Bible. You understand that he was an historical person, that he did miracles attributed to him, that the exploits, the things that he did, the works that he did are recorded in the Gospels. Yet knowing about Jesus or hearing about Jesus, that's not going to set you free. And it didn't set this leprous man free. It took something that every Christian must experience. And that was, beloved, he met the Master face to face. And beloved, there are some of you that need the touch of the Master's hand today. Oh, you may not be dealing with leprosy, although in the Bible, there could, you know, leprosy is associated with sin. And just as Jesus sets the lepers free when he walked the face of the earth, so he sets every man, woman, and child who calls out to him today, cleanses them of their sin through the precious blood that he shed on the cross. And we are made whole spiritually. Now that just begins a work of sanctification, but he's right there to help us every step of the way. And how do we meet Jesus? How do we have a personal encounter with him? Well, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We meet Jesus through his word mixed with faith, and we see him with the eye of faith. And in the same manner, we too can find freedom from the plague of death that so long had had us bound. Look at this man, full of leprosy. His eyes must have been dull and despairing. Undoubtedly, since it says he was full of leprosy, there were probably running sores over all of his body. Parts of his body must have deteriorated. It's a loathsome, horrible disease. He was a most pitiful sight. Yet, look, his eyes suddenly brightened with a new light. His eyes actually saw this man that he'd heard about. He saw Jesus. He saw the miracle worker. This man, full of leprosy, believed the reports he had heard, and faith is now turned into sight. Here are two men. One, our beautiful Savior, Jesus. He's the miracle worker. The other was a loathsome, a despised, pitiful soul, terrible to look at it. But both had distinct contrasts. Here was Jesus, who was full of compassion, and here is the leprous man, full of leprosy. Here was a meeting between a seeking Savior and a seeking sinner. It doesn't matter, beloved, whether you are unsaved, or whether you are a backslider, or whether you are a committed, consecrated Christian serving God the best you know how to do. There are times it's going to take the touch of the Master's hand to bring deliverance, to bring joy, to bring transformation, to bring the divine intervention of Almighty God into situations that you cannot change yourself. It takes the touch of the Master. Oh, so many of you listening right now, you need to experience His touch. Hallelujah. Notice what happens when this man beholds Jesus. Upon seeing Jesus, he fell on his face. Every time a sinner comes in contact with God, that person, man or woman, hides their face. Why? Because it's simply an outward expression of that deep inward conviction that we truly are sinners and we're unworthy in ourselves, and we bow before Him who makes us worthy through His divine blood. Only a lip-professing Pharisee can stand afar off from Jesus. Only someone who is gathering their religious robes of legalism and hypocrisy around them can be untouched by the divine love that came from the eyes and the heart of the Master. This man cries out, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." This man didn't have a prayer book to thumb through for an appropriate prayer. Here he was in contrast with those that were, you know, the professionally religious, the Sadducees, the Pharisees. But he cried out from the depths of his heart, from his spirit, from his soul. He was in contact with the source of all life, and he cried out, "Lord, Lord, thou canst make me clean." Oh, beloved, what is it in your situation? Have you never accepted Jesus? It's not hard. You can say, "Jesus, Lord, I don't understand much, but I know I'm at the end of myself, and I don't even know what to do except, Lord, I'm asking right now that you make yourself real to me, that you'll come into my life and you'll change my life and my circumstances. I can't do it in myself, Lord. I've tried so many times. And Lord, I need your help. I need your touch. Come and change me. Wash me in the precious blood of Jesus. Bring me to you, Lord. Let me experience your touch. Make me clean like that leprous man in the name of Jesus." And those of you who are backslidden, those of you who are not walking where you should be, and the Holy Spirit has been convicting you, and you know that you need to change. You know you need to give up that sin, give up that addiction. Right now, Father, I pray for the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, our flesh is so weak, but Lord, you have that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in our mortal bodies, the dunamis power of God, the power, the mighty power of God, the Kratos of God, the power of your government. And Father, in Jesus' name, as they turn to you, as they repent of sin, as they repent of the things that have held them back from moving forward in you, Father, as they're crying out to you, "Lord, make me clean," Father, let the precious blood of Jesus flow over them right now. Lord, touch them with the Master's hand, make them every whit whole. And Lord, those of your people, those who love you, but Lord, have been crushed with discouragement and sorrow and defeat and the burdens and cares of loved ones, the things that have just drained them, Father, I come against that weakness. Lord, you said, "As our day is, so shall our strength be." And Father, I bind this feeling overwhelmed. I bind the feeling of that they're in a fight that's too great for them. Father, Jesus is our elder brother. And so, Father, we pray that he will arise. Arise, O God, let your enemies be scattered. Touch everyone, Father, who's been oppressed of the devil. Deliver them right now by the touch of the Master's hand. Set them free. By the touch of your hand, O Lord, make them clean. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord. Oh, beloved, nothing is too hard for the Lord, but we have to knock. Jesus said, knock and it shall be opened to you, seek and you shall find. We have to knock at the door of God, if you will, in faith. To doubt his divinity and his almighty power is to knock at a door that will never be opened. This leper knew that Jesus was able, if he wanted to. And beloved, Jesus wants you. I'm telling you right now, speaking in the name of the Lord, he wants to move in your situation. Hebrews 11 and 6 tells us that he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Matthew 7 and 7 tells us, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah. Oh, I hear a lot of doors opening in the Spirit. I hear a lot of doors opening in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the touch of the Master's hand on every needing heart, every soul, every individual, Father, who needs you. I thank you for your love. You're as full of compassion today as you were when you touched that leprous man. We love you, Lord. Thank you for your ministry. Amen. Well, beloved, this broadcast time, it just flew away, and I pray that you will just worship the Lord. If he's touched you, just spend some time worshiping him if you're able, but nonetheless, know that he has changed you. We're changed from glory to glory, and the work that God does, no one can disavow it, no one can disannul it. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been a privilege to minister to you. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. If God gives great deliverance, yet you need the support of agreeing prayer to carry on and be faithful and endure and be persistent and steadfast in your faith. God is with you. Remember that. I love you. I pray for you every day. My radio audience, my dear UCM partners, my spiritual family. And if you'd like to be a part of my family, spiritual family, my letters I send out every month are a blessing. They are meant to encourage. I don't appeal for finances. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.